brings me peace.
From the book of Matthew 6:5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
But I remember the day also because of where Jesus taught, the physical space itself. See, on that day, on the mountainside, Jesus went up and he sat before teaching, as is the teachers of the law. But he sat in the very spot where I sat as a child. I'm from Bethsaida. It's a small town in Galilee, the northern shore of Lake Gennesaret. You probably know it as the Sea of Galilee.
But it's fresh water. It's a lake. And Bethsaida, it means house of fishing. That's what I did for a living. My friends and I, we all grew up fishing. My father, Philip, fished. My father's father, Philip, fished. Fishing was just part of our culture. It's part of our ancestry. But a few times a year, my family would have special days in college. And we would travel from Bethsaida to Capernaum. Not far. The northern shore to the northwest shore.
No more than 3 miles. When we would arrive, we would tie up the boat. Father would lead us in afternoon prayer. We would have lunch. We would tell stories, and Father would take a nap. My sisters and I, we would play, but later when Father awoke, he would take my sisters and I on a hike up this mountainside, up this very mountainside. And on the way, he would teach us about Adonai. When we would arrive, we would say mid-afternoon prayer, but Father would have us lead in prayer. I did not like praying with my father. My father was so strict with me. He always wanted me to get every word correct. But when my sisters prayed, oh, the abundance of praise. Hadassah, he'd say, I had to open my eyes when you prayed because I thought an angel was speaking. Ruth, you are so young, yet you have learned so much. I am so proud of you. And me? Philip, what is wrong with you? Why can't you get the words correct? Why do you always get it wrong? Do you think Adonai is pleased with that prayer? I did not even know if Adonai could hear me. Certainly if my father, my earthly father, corrected my prayers, I imagine my heavenly father was correcting me as well. And if my heavenly father was correcting me, then he probably wasn't even listening. And if he wasn't listening, then why? Why was I even praying? Prayer was difficult with my father. I wanted more. I sensed that it was real. I just didn't experience it. I didn't know. But on that day, when Jesus taught his teaching on prayer, it set me free. It's as if the chains came undone. It's like he gave me a key to unlock the chains that were around my heart that limited the ways that I could pray. And I learned that God, Adonai, invites us to pray in a way that is deeply personal, yet profoundly simple. My father would teach us the Amida. It's a collection of 18 prayers, petitions, blessings that a faithful Jew would pray multiple times a day in private or in synagogue. And every time My father was critical of my prayers. Fun fact about this mountainside in Capernaum. Our mother could hear everything we were saying, even though she stayed down by the water. My father called it, he said it was a natural amphitheater. And he would tell us stories of how Romans built theaters along the major cities on the Great Sea, the Mediterranean. And he said how men would take years to build these on the backs of many laborers over long periods of time. Also, hundreds of people could hear from one person. Yet, he taught us that Adonai created this mountainside in a moment with nothing but his voice. My sisters and I would play a game. We would test Mother to see how much could she really hear, whether we talked with our normal voices and sometimes even when we whispered. Later, when we would go down to the water, Mother knew everything, every single time. After we would say mid-afternoon prayers, Father would lead us down. He would tell us the story of creation. We would go home. Each of those trips in the evening, Mother would always ask, Philip, I need your help with evening chores. I knew she just wanted to talk. It's difficult to talk privately inside the house. I'm sure you know what that's like. If you go to talk quietly with someone, or if you were to even whisper, someone in the house wants to know, what are you talking about? So we would just go outside. And while we were folding clothes or gathering the animals to bring them into the house for the night, Mother would say, Philip, you prayed so beautifully today. And this was a game. I would say, Mother, how do you know? You weren't up on the mountainside with us. And she would say, your prayers were so beautiful. God, let me hear them all the way down to the water. And then she would give me a hug. But one day she took my face and she said, Philip, stop worrying about getting all the words correct. Stop worrying. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need before you even ask them. Imagine my shock. Imagine my shock when Jesus taught those same words that day. I kid you not, as he was teaching, he was looking out at us and occasionally at the crowds. But when he got to what you call verse 8, he looked at me and he said, your Father knows what you need even before you ask. I was frozen. Thankfully, the rest of the story has been accounted for because time stood still for me. I didn't know what else Jesus said. That phrase, that moment was like healing. His words washed over me, brought me health, brought me healing. It's as if he was saying, your Heavenly Father heard your words as a child every single time. Even though they weren't correct, they were words of power and beauty and meaning to your Heavenly Father. That was such a meaningful time. I was taught how to pray in a way that is deeply personal, yet oh so simple. God invites us to pray that way as well. I wish I knew that as a boy. Oh, I wish I could go back. There was one day our family was hosting three other families. So I went down to fish. Actually, you know one of the families. You know a couple of the boys at least. Simon and Andrew. Simon sometimes goes by Peter. Imagine that. Simon, Peter, Andrew, myself. Our small little village. Yet three of us, three of the 12, came from this small town. So I went down fishing. I didn't catch much that day, but I wasn't there to fish. I was there to practice evening prayers. I was by myself. I didn't want any distraction. I learned it inside and out. I knew everything. I wanted to go that evening and say evening prayers to make my father proud, and so that I knew that Adonai would hear. So after fishing, I took my few fish and I went back home, and father saw me, and of course he had a comment. He said, "What, is that all that you caught?" I didn't pay attention. I think I made a joke. I said, "Yeah, I threw the big ones back." And I just went in the house. I washed up to get ready for our evening meal. Later, the four families now gathered outside, and father asked everyone to gather, and he said, let's pray together. And he began, "Almighty." And then I stood out. I stepped into the center, and with a loud voice and much waving of my arms, I said, "O Lord, our Father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, Holy One, most amazing, almighty." I continued all the way to the end. I nailed it. It was amazing. And when I finished, mother smiled. Hadassah and Ruth came and hugged me. Even Simon and Andrew were nodding their heads in approval. Suddenly there was a buzz amongst all the family members. I heard one father say to his child, "That is how you pray." I was enjoying it. It was amazing. And I looked, and there was father, staring right at me, arms crossed, saying nothing. I looked away. I enjoyed what others were saying and receiving it. And then father spoke, "Thank you, Philip." My heart raced. I smiled so big in that moment, my face hurt. "Thank you, Philip, for saving us a trip to Jerusalem. So now we know what a Pharisee looks like and sounds like." And everyone laughed. Simon laughed. Andrew laughed. Ruth, Hadassah laughed. Mother walked towards me with her arms open. I turned. I walked away. I didn't have dinner that night. Later, I came home. We never spoke of that evening again. What I wish I knew as a boy. See, that's why Jesus' teaching was so meaningful to me. Look what he says right in the beginning. When you pray. He says, when you pray. This is what we do as Jesus followers. Not worrying about words, but just knowing that Adonai, our Heavenly Father, hears us. He already knows what we need. When you pray, this is what we are to do. This is what we do when you pray. And then look, it says, look at how personal it is. Look at the number of times a father is mentioned. When you pray, go into your room. You call it verse 6. Pray to your father who is unseen. Then your father who sees. Later, do not be like them. Your father. This is an invitation to a relationship. You're not speaking to a distant God. You are speaking to your heavenly Father. It's personal. Look how simple it is. Look what it says to me. He says what not to do. Don't pray. Where is it? Don't pray like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen. Truly, they have received their reward in full. I received my reward that night. As a child, from others, but that is not how we are to pray. When you pray, at verse 7, don't keep on babbling like the pagans. Pagans, they're unbelievers. They don't believe in Adonai. They're just saying words with hope that God or one of the gods will hear something. And maybe praying prayers that they've heard other people pray, hoping it's some kind of ticket to a relationship. Don't just babble saying words. But instead, he says, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. It doesn't mean that we can't pray in a group. Of course we can pray in a group. Of course we can pray with one another. But when you do that, it is as if you are praying alone, locked in a room with no one but your Heavenly Father. He is your audience, not the ones around you, not those who might correct you, not those who might critique you. Our Heavenly Father is the one we are to pray to. We are to pray in a way that is profoundly simple. Yet we also are to pray with confidence. Look at the words. Your Father knows what you need before you even ask Him. My mother taught me that. Jesus taught me that. Sometimes when I pray, knowing Adonai already knows what I need, I just simply stand before Him and I say, thank you. Thank you for, you know what I need. Thank you that I'm not even aware of what I need, but you know. It's those times I pray without even using words. I am simply in the presence of God, acknowledging His power, acknowledging His greatness. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from my mistakes, certainly the ones as a boy, but then I made many as an adult, and you can read them in these different Gospels, they're called, of Matthew, of Mark, of Luke, of John. John tells one. John tells the story of the feeding of 5,000 men. Many times I've heard people say the feeding of the 5,000. No. There was 5,000 men that day. I wasn't married at the time. I'm confident there were women there as well. I was aware of them. But there were children as well. So there's maybe 7,000, 8,000. And as the crowd started to gather, the 12 of us, we started to buzz, like, oh my goodness, what is happening? Jesus turned to me. And He said, Philip, what shall we do to provide food for the crowd? He said, Philip, so I knew it was me, but still I looked around. I was hoping there was another Philip. But it was me. John, he writes in his gospel, the Lord already knew what He was going to do. He was just asking me as a test. I'm very mechanical. I think through things. And so I started as the crowds gathered. I didn't know the numbers that were going to come, but I can only speculate, and I started to do the math in my head. And I said, Jesus, even if we took half of years of wages, we would only have enough money to provide just a bite for each person here. Jesus didn't say anything. He didn't embarrass me like my father would have embarrassed me. Instead, He just turned to Andrew, who had collected just a small amount of food. And He instructed us, go have everyone sit down. And so everyone sat. And then Jesus, He took the food and He gave thanks for it. And then He distributed it. And it multiplied. Before our eyes, the little food became an abundance. Would there be enough? It kept coming. It wouldn't stop. On and on it went until everyone ate, was satisfied. Jesus said, go, let's collect all of the remains. We had big baskets. We gathered all the remains. 12 baskets overflowing. You could probably needed more baskets overflowing with the remains. I learned on that day, you bring everything to Jesus. I was scared. I went to my logic. I was trying to get a solution in my own power. And Jesus just wanted me to say, Lord, You will provide. Don't try to solve problems on your own. Don't determine what is worthy to bring to Adonai. Oh, this is a big one. I'll bring it. Oh, this is small. I'll take care of it. I don't want to bother. I've heard people say, I don't want to bother Adonai. Bring everything to Jesus. The big, the small. It's all. Our small is big in Adonai's eyes. Our big is small in Adonai's eyes. We bring everything to Jesus. Everything to Jesus. I love telling you these stories. And I wish I had more time. Even if you gave me an afternoon, I would not have time. John tells of this at the end of his gospel. He concludes, he said, even if we wrote everything down, there would be not enough room in the world for all the books that would be written on the works of Jesus. We always tease John that he was just being lazy. He just didn't want to write everything down. But he was true. Jesus did so much. So much. I don't have time. So don't pray to be seen by others. Pray to be heard by our Father. You know, on the day that Jesus gave that teaching, one of the disciples, I'm not sure who, one of them asked a question. He said, Lord, teach us to pray. And in Matthew, he records what's known as the Lord's Prayer, because the Lord taught. We always called it the disciples' prayer, because we were the one asking, Lord, teach us to pray. But I want you to look at this prayer. Look at this prayer and how simple it is and how confidently we can come to our Father and how personal it is. This then is how you should pray, Jesus taught us. Say, our Father, right there, intimate, personal. We're not talking to the masses, we're talking to Adonai, our Father, who art in heaven, acknowledging his greatness. Hallowed be your name, God. You know everything. You are all powerful. You are so good. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we want to experience here what is happening in your kingdom. Your kingdom is now. We want to experience that. But look what he prays. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, reminding us that we are to be in healthy relationship with other people. As we seek forgiveness, we are to grant forgiveness. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. Simple. Powerful. And this was not a formula to be taught. He said, this then. You would pray in these ways. These simple ways. Yet with confidence in who you're speaking to. Yet in a personal way. So I'd love for us to pray this together. Would you stand with me? And first, before we pray these words together, I want to give us just a short time. I want you to talk privately in your mind to Adonai. Speak directly to him. What is on your heart right now? What concerns you? What fears do you have? What miracles do you hope for? Let's just take a moment. You talk to your Heavenly Father, and then we'll pray together. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. Please have a seat.